His first invention involved a kite, and perhaps his most famous discovery involved one too. We look at the life of the inventor Benjamin Franklin on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
He was the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence, but a man whose life encompassed much more than American statesmanship. Bob Grau shares the story of Benjamin Franklin.
A lot of his inventions came about because he also had acute observation skills. He would look at the world around him and he would start thinking, now how can I do this better?
Franklin's first invention came when he was but a teenager.
At the age of 14, as they were out on a pond in Boston, he happened to have a kite with him. And he's flying the kite while floating on his back. And he saw how the wind carried him across the water. And again, it started him thinking, how can I swim faster if I'm not using a kite?
What resulted were swim fins. Of course, Franklin's most famous experiment involves flying a kite in a storm.
They go out in threatening weather, and as the story goes, the lightning hits the end of the kite, and the electricity travels down the length of the string, hits the key, and a spark will fly from the key to his knuckle.
The event did prove that lightning is a form of electricity. Some have wondered if the story is fact, and Grau says that most details are correct.
The part of the story that isn't true is that he flew the kite. It was actually his oldest son, William, who was 20 at the time when the experiment would take place.
Many of the terms related to electricity, such as positive and negative charges and flow, are a result of Franklin's experiments. Traveling the countryside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.